I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro podcast here on Farm Journal Radio. With me today is Mr. Andrew Lambert. He is a crop advisor for Centra Soda. And Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So Centra Soda has a lot of locations. Where are you based out of?
I am based out of our southernmost location in Cokato, Minnesota.
Okay. I've heard a couple different stories from some guys on crop tour in that area. So if you could just talk a little bit about how planting season was and the growing season.
Yeah, so planting season was slightly delayed with snowstorms in the second half of April that prevented field conditions from being any ready to be doing any field work before planting actually started. But once the first week of May rolled around, we did have a complete 180 with a warm and dry month. And that meant crops got in the ground in a timely manner. On the flip side, we struggled a little bit with some emergence problems due to the ground being too dry, actually.
How has that now played into harvest? How have yields been? What have you been hearing from guys out there?
Yields in general have been slightly above average. That poor stand in some places did prevent us from hitting our record yields, but corn is coming out above 200 on average, which is slightly above our 10-year average, and beans are 60 or even a little better.
That's great. Now, Andrew, can you, for my mental picture and for the listener's mental picture too, what area do you cover?
If you had to drop a dot right on the Twin Cities, our geography covers anywhere within 100 miles west, northwest, and southwest of the Twin Cities.
Okay. Crop conditions, what has that been like? I know you said that you had a problem with emergence during the growing season, but what have you been seeing disease-wise out there?
Diseases started showing up again in the beginning of August. Typically, that time of year, we start looking for white mold in our field. And this year, we still did find it present, but not near as severe as 2017. The one thing that did become more widespread was sudden death syndrome in soybeans. Most everybody was affected. And in the most severe cases, we had fields that were losing their leaves by the beginning of September.
What have you been seeing on the corn side of things?
Turns out this is looking to be a good year for fungicide applications on corn. The window in July to get our fungicides applied was pretty good, and we are above average on growing degree units and moisture. So disease is definitely something that's been present in corn. Right now we're dealing mainly with stock integrity problems due to any stock rots you may find, such as anthracnose or fusarium. And it's looking that the acres did get applied with a fungicide is going to pay off big this year.
That stock integrity, I've heard from farmers in Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, that it's a widespread issue this year.
Well, I think when you think diseases in general, conditions that favor that are warmer and wetter. And this year has definitely been warmer and wetter. We're 360 growing degree units above last year with adequate or above adequate moisture. That's just going to set up an environment where those diseases can thrive. And taking the precautions to control those with a fungicide is about the best thing a person could do this year.
So from a technology standpoint, what are you guys doing to kind of combat some of these issues or make designer programs for your individual farmers? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. At Centra Soda, I truly believe we're a leading co-op in the state as far as integrating technology onto a farm. Specifically, the program that we use mostly is our YieldQuest program. And that's our idea behind the fact that no program is a one-size-fits-all for any operation. So we built our custom precision ag program called YieldQuest. And this utilizes many different tools from major companies out there, including R7 tool from Winfield, Climate from Monsanto, Field Forecasting tool, and Field Monitoring tool, along with Precision Crop Systems out of Iowa. Using all this information to collect and analyze a grower's data to produce quality and local data is the best thing a grower can do to make decisions both in season and off season for the next growing season, for the next growing year.
And how has that adaption process been through Centrosota customers, Andrew?
It's gone very well. Growers, I truly believe, were looking to take their yield maps to the next level. We ran into a situation where growers, in some cases, had 8-10 years worth of yield maps and no good way to truly analyze them to figure out what is the most yield-limiting factor or what is the best return on investment product for their individual farm for a local area.
You have all of these ways to gather data, but at least to me it seems not a whole lot of ways to apply or interpret that data to use it then for your farm.
Yeah, definitely. When I think about it, I always kind of use the analogy, precision ag right now is kind of like home computers in the 1990s. And there's a lot of companies out there pushing a lot of different programs. And we realized quickly that, like I mentioned, what one program, not one size fits all. So helping a grower vet and decide what programs out there give them the best return on investment is something that Centrosota really excels in.
And that's fantastic. So, Andrew, what are you doing right now to help your growers prepare for 2019? Because believe it or not, it will soon be here. Harvest is still going on. Combines are rolling. But we've also got to look ahead to what the next year will bring. So what are you doing right now to help your farmers?
Yeah, so harvest is a crucial point in collecting data to make decisions for this next year when we sit down in the winter and look. So making sure we work with our YieldQuest customers to make sure we're collecting good quality data is something we're working on. Harvest is delayed slightly right now with all the rain. So the little bit that did get done, we can double check to make sure that we're doing it correct. Also taking mental notes of plots and hybrids as they're coming out is a big part of making decisions for next year. So creating logs as we're harvesting while it's still fresh in our head is a crucial part, I believe.
Okay. And what else, what other advice would you give a farmer saying, I want to do something a little bit differently that I haven't done before? What should I be doing going into next year?
So I would say if you have integrated technology onto your farm, definitely be using it to its fullest potential. I think that there are plenty of programs out there that don't get used for 100% of what they are able to. And if you don't have technology in the farm, contact a trusted agronomy advisor to look at different options as far as what programs you could integrate on your farm to better make decisions going into 2019.
And when you say not using it to its fullest potential, what do you mean by that?
Quick example, Winfield R7 tool, a great tool that we use with a lot of growers. A lot of people use it just for in-season imagery and scouting. Utilizing their CHT charts to help determine which varieties are a good new candidate for your farm or how to better place them on your farm or help better manage each individual hybrid also.
Okay. And Andrew, where can growers go to learn more about Centrosota and the products and services that you offer or even find you?
Yeah, simply you can go to centrosota.com. There you'll be able to see all of the services that Centrosota provides. Agronomy tab will give you a link to each location, and you can find a crop advisor that is closest to you.
Awesome. Andrew, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Mr. Andrew Lambert. He is a crop advisor for Centrosota out of Minnesota. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the Ag Pro Podcast. Tune in next time here on Farm Journal Radio.